From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Haiti, the floodwaters from Tropical Storm Jean are finally starting to recede, but as the water levels fall, the death toll is still rising. More than 1,100 Haitians died in the flooding, and with more than 1,200 still missing, there are fears that the death toll could top 2,000. Hardest hit was the port city of Gonaïves, where water, mud, debris, and dead bodies are still flowing through the streets. Gary Filoctet is Mission Development Manager with the relief organization known as CARE, and he joins us now from Gonaïves. Mr. Filoctet, Gonaïves is a large city, 200,000 residents. What percentage of the city has been affected by the flooding?
Approximately 80% of the population is affected, and at least 5,000 homes have been destroyed.
Right now, as we speak, the death toll is hovering around 1,100 and is expected to rise. How are authorities handling all of the dead?
Immediate priority is the identification and burial of the victims, because the central hospital, which has been destroyed, does not have the capacity to handle the number of deaths and victims. And the hospital itself don't have electricity and they don't have any refrigeration system to keep the body.
And without that, I understand that they're having to consider using a mass grave to bury the dead.
Exactly. Exactly.
As a relief worker, I imagine you've been trying to get out and get around the city. Do you have to travel around by boat?
No, we have traveled by helicopter.
As you travel by helicopter, you get a very clear picture of the region. Could you tell us what you see?
You see a city which suffered from a pretty bad catastrophe. You've seen a city with a lot of houses damaged. You see a city where there is mud everywhere, where there is still pockets of water. And on the top of houses, when you fly by helicopter, you can see on the top of houses, the houses which were not destroyed, you can see that people put almost everything, the assets, their equipment that has been wet, they put them on the top of the houses, dry them up. So this is a pretty painful picture.
We have been talking about Gonaïves. What's the situation elsewhere in Haiti?
Gonaïves is a focus because the damage was heavier in Gonaïves. But all the towns, all the areas of the country have been damaged too. And the north part of the country, the northwest part of the country has been damaged. But the accurate information is not available regarding the extent of damage in those towns because of communication.
There in Haiti, you've seen your share of hurricanes, especially at this time of the year. Is Jean among the worst?
Yes, Jean is among the worst. And I talked to people in Gonaïves. They have been lived in Gonaïves. They never left Gonaïves during their life. And they said this is the worst flood that they have been seeing since their life.
Mr. Filoctet, thanks for talking to us, and all the best to you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Gary Filoctet is a mission development manager with the relief organization, CARE.